Page 78. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2. Listen to a conversation between Sean and Linda. How many items do they want to sell in eBay? Then listen again and match A to B to make sentences.
Wow, Sean, you must have the messiest room in the world.
I know, Linda. And I have to clean it before my mum gets home from work.
You should hurry then. I'll help you. What do you want to do with these trainers? I've never seen you wear them.
That's because they're too big. I don't know why I bought them.
Why don't you sell them? You can advertise them on eBay, along with the rest of the junk you don't need anymore.
That's a good idea.
Let's make a list of the things you want to sell. How much do you want for the trainers?
Well, they aren't as nice as my new trainers, but they're great quality. I'm sure someone will enjoy wearing them.
So let's say $10. That's just to begin. You might get more. Now, what about these souvenir mugs? You've got a lot of them.
I know. I love buying mugs, but I really haven't got room for them. Do you think $5 is a good price for all of them?
$5 is too cheap. They're very large and they're more attractive than other souvenir mugs. I'd say $8. Oh, and look at all those magazines. Do you still read them?
Not really. Let's ask for $1 each. I don't really think anyone will buy them. They're quite old.
You never know. People will pay money for the strangest things, like this teddy bear here. It's the ugliest teddy bear I've ever seen. Please don't tell me you want to keep it.
I don't, but my little brother does. It's his bear. He brought it in here last week, then he couldn't find it.
I'm not surprised with this mess.